The definition of an entrepreneur is a difficult one, especially in the current times, because an entrepreneur of today is very unlike an entrepreneur of before. An entrepreneur today wears many hats. A business is now defined not only by its balance sheet and profit and loss statement, but also its contribution to the world of business and the society as a whole. One of the most important things is playing the dual role of heading traditional companies as well as modern setups. An entrepreneur could well be heading a traditional large company that needs to keep up with the times in terms of technology, people skills, new avenues, diversification, ESG, and many others. At the same time, a reasonably large part of an entrepreneur's mind space has to go towards startups, as these companies have the potential to generate the next big idea that can be a game changer. Moreover, startups have solutions for the problems that if the traditional company had to solve on its own, it would have to start from scratch. Forging the symbiotic relationship between the old and the new is what a successful entrepreneur does. And recognizing a new idea and recognizing that it is time to change is what a good leader would do. Have the ability to listen to the world around and the people around. A certain amount of humility helps in being able to absorb new ideas and be able to put a pause to something that's not working. Be accepting of the way other people work, because just like you, they have very successful ideas and also things that can be considered mistakes. This fine balancing act is one of the key roles that an entrepreneur plays now. As a leader, the role goes beyond just taking the company forward. It also means thinking about the people. The mental and emotional health of colleagues and employees is playing an increasingly important role in how employees view of you. This is especially important now as there are many new businesses coming up. And as any successful entrepreneur knows, the success of an idea depends more on its execution than just the idea itself. If you don't have colleagues or employees who are committed to your idea, the business itself would probably do well, but it will not graduate to the next level. People are at the core of any institution, and someone who is a great leader knows that the human aspect has to be front and center of all decisions. As all of us have seen during the COVID pandemic, companies that took care of their employees and communities were held in high regard. While this was the case specific to COVID, it is going to continue. Social responsibility is a part of how businesses are conducted. Your employees, investors, and consumers will all question you on your ability to think about your surroundings and your community. Management institutes that are held in high regard are able to teach their students the skill of managing and being leaders. The areas that these students will go on to work in may differ widely, but what remains a common thread is that many of them will become very successful leaders because they have learned to listen. Any successful entrepreneur knows that however intelligent he or she may be, collective knowledge is always greater. That is why it is important to surround yourself with capable people. People who can tell you that you are wrong and then go on to explain what the weaknesses are. A successful leader considers the larger society at all times and makes efforts to make the world a better place. In fact, a recent trend has been that when millennial employees are interviewing to join a company, be it small, big, or medium, they want to know what the company is doing for the society and how they can contribute. Not having a convincing answer will mean that you lose out on the best of talent. Especially for millennials, it is important that their work is a part of something bigger. And that is how things should be, because what is the point of doing something that doesn't help everybody? This constant fine-tuning, while ensuring that the fundamentals are not disturbed, is a skill that makes a great leader. Being a successful entrepreneur or being a leader means being open to scrutiny. Every now and then, stop and look at what you have done till now and where you are headed. The idea that made perfect sense a while back or even yesterday, does it still hold? Or has the goal post shifted since? Playing all these roles and ensuring that all angles are considered is not easy. But then being a leader is never easy. Businesses are complex mechanisms, and running a successful business means you have to be the master of all complexities. No doubt that this is difficult to do, but then it takes fire to extract gold.